Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of October Trendy 4th.
Ooh,
because the 24th.
Yeah.
And that is courtesy of one Miles Gray.
AKA
and you are
AD
Miles
Chess.
Gray. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, that is me. And I'm just grinding stuff on my wall. So if you hear loud buzzing,
yeah.
No, it's all part of the show. It's all part of the show.
You're getting your haunted house ready. Here, this is
yeah.
all haunted house.
I just like to bust big holes in the walls so people are like, oh no, you live here? I'm like, it's spooky, right? Welcome. Ooh.
Yeah, we're a week out, baby. Should we start with the costumes?
Why not?
Why the hell not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spooky. So Google, like, this is a little thirsty. Like, this is kind of embarrassing, but Google released their list of the top 100 Halloween costumes, I guess. It's like this big interactive feature they clearly put a lot of time and money and effort into. They called it Frightgeist.
Fuck off, Google.
Oh my God, you guys are so thirsty.
Oh my God, like, you guys are so fucked because we're going to sue you to fucking
so
death.
So hard.
Sorry, not sorry,
but your career is over, Google.
I mean, we should just change our names now. Call me fucking Sundar Pichai, okay? Because I'm running Google now. And that over there is Larry Page.
Yep.
Right? Yep. That's the other guy.
I get the cool nickname, Larry Page. So anyways, it is a fun little feature to click around on. You know, not as fun as listening to this podcast.
Obviously
and
not.
Listening to us click around on it. But I don't know. Some things jumped out at me, Miles. One thing that jumped out at me was that
yes.
I was weather ballooning it to the group before we started recording and got just nothing but negative response. Anna, super producer Anna Hosnier, was like, you're really trying to make this happen. And I promised, yes, I am. And I'm going to bring it up on the show.
This theory.
All right.
Which
so here's
is
my
what?
Theory. All right. So I'm just going to go through the top six for us here. The top six nationally Halloween costumes. Number one, witch. Number two, Spider-Man. Number three, dinosaur. Number four, Stranger Things. Number five, fairy. Number six, pirate.
Why are you just doing the top six?
You want to keep going? Seven, let's do ten. Nine, cowboy. 10, Harley Quinn.
Okay, rabbit, cheerleader, cowboy, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I just like number four, like Stranger Things as a costume. Sounds like you ask like your out of touch uncle what there's like. I don't know. What are you, Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What is that costume? Like,
but that at a certain point, like when you wear a Halloween costume that's specific, and then like by the end of the night, you're just like, I'm Stranger Things, man. Like that, because right. Everybody keeps asking you and then being like, oh, Stranger Things.
right before you're like, I'm Vecna, and they're like, what? I'm Stranger Things. Oh, wow.
Like number 30, by the way, is Star Wars. Just the whole damn thing is number 30.
I wonder how they must have some logic to that, where it's like, if enough are in proximity, they're like, fine, if you're gonna be like 11 or whoever, Steve.
Yeah. Darth Vader is in the 50s, but Star Wars is in the 30s. Okay. So it's very confusing. There's a couple things like that. Like Chucky is 16, doll is 17. It's like, well, Chucky is a doll. What is the taxonomy here? How are we doing this? But I have to say, first of all, this is a big L for Star Wars. Like when I was a kid, every other person was a Star Wars. Also, big L's for like Batman doesn't come into it until 19. So like that's the first DC superhero, Spider-Man, all the way at number 2.
Right.
So the thing I wanted to say here is that it feels like the iconic characters in the top, near the top, your Spider's Men, your dinosaur, your pirate, have all gotten their big four quadrant blockbuster movies, because those are the things that little boys are obsessed with. Witch and fairy. Like, so the other version of that for little girls in a lot of cases does not get that. Like, this made me think, like, we're missing out on like a fairy blockbuster movie. Like there's been Thumbelina, which didn't crush it at the box office, and Ferngully, which also is kind of like a deeper cut when it comes to Disney movies. And my theory here, and Disney? Then which, like, you have Hocus Pocus, which is legendary and iconic now in retrospect, but at the time, like box office wise, it was like in the 40s, 50 million type thing. Like they haven't gone, and you could say that like maybe Harry Potter like fits in there because witches and wizarding world like kind of fit in together. But I do feel like some Hollywood executive needs to be taking note and being like, all right, we are green lighting like movies made for girls by women, and like there's, you know, fairies are pirates. Like pirates got their big movie for a long time. They were just like a thing that was easy to dress up as, because you know you can throw on an eye patch and get a little plastic hook. But they got their big massive movie, and they're just letting witch and fairy sit there at the top of the list without their big massive thing. So that's my pitch.
So just to get this straight, you're saying that our media industrial complex may be a patriarchy that subscribes to rigid gender norms.
Look, I'm just working these ideas out. I don't want to say anything too wild or out there.
No. I'm just, I just want to get that out there so we know, so everybody knows where we're at as a show.
Yeah. And I'm like still spitballing it, you know. It's probably crazy. But like vampires number 12, vampires like ruled the box office for like an entire decade, like the entire Obama administration.
Number 13 is just 1980s.
The 1980s. Yeah, you're dressing as the entire decade.
This was like, because like when I was a kid, I remember it was like hippie or sock hop type clothing. Yeah. But now we're like in the 80s.
Number 14. So again, witches are so strong that even if you're lifting Hocus Pocus out of the witch category, they're still number one. Which again, also, I can speak from personal experience. The witch on my front lawn, my 12-foot tall witch, is a hit. It is
And also
people are stopping their cars, coming out, taking pictures.
Right. And just shout out to people who are just going as a horse or spider.
That's my favorite one.
You know what I mean? So, I like that. Like
sprinkled throughout here, you have rabbit, which, that's cute. You put on a little rabbit ears.
That was easy, yeah.
Yeah. But horse is so funny. I'm just trying to like picture.
Yo, what are you? Fucking horse, bro.
Horse.
I mean, I get, because also there's like, it is very online meme culture of like, where just wearing like the stupid rubber horse head.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like shit you see people just being like fucking around the background and stuff. So I get horse seems low hanging fruit, but hey, do that. Or chicken too.
Yeah. Clown is number 11, while Joker is number 32. When I see clown at number 11, I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense, because literally every other costume of a white teenager that I see is either Harley Quinn or the Joker. But no, they are claiming that clowns, irrespective of Joker costumes, are the number 11 most popular costume.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it has to be spooky evil clown, right?
I don't know. What I mean, because it is also very specifically on there, like later on. So
yeah, it is on there. Even so, there's people. These are just friendly clowns. Like there's
who
just
are you?
Entire
I'm clown.
Cities.
Where do you? I'm it. Oh, okay, cool. Y'all get along.
Clown.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Despite our fundamental differences as people.
Another thing, I'm just saying, Beetlejuice hanging around in the top 35, despite the fact that, you know, that's a movie that they haven't rebooted in a while. I'm sure that
only a musical so far.
Right. The musical. But I feel like they're going to, it feels like a character that is in the zeitgeist and ripe to be rebooted and ruined with a
you
reboot.
You already know. It's going to be like fucking Kevin Hart. Yeah. Kevin Hart is Beetlejuice and shit. Oh, no.
Drops 30 spots like Star Wars.
Just let it be its own thing, but fine. Fuck. Reboot it. Fine. Let's see. Do your worst, Hollywood, you cowards.
You cowards.
Do it. Do it. I'm right here. What are you waiting for? Reboot Beetlejuice with Kevin Hart, you idiot.
Tinkerbell, number 26. So fairies is top 5, even without Tinkerbell. Which...
Yeah, because fairies, like I said, it's like some of those certain costumes, they just transcend what's been in the media. They're just like those very, like, you know, they're just tropes of what Halloween costumes are. Like,
your
witch
read
bat
on the
costume.
Situation is that just like witch and fairy are like two of the first Halloween costumes on the shelf.
Yes,
at Spirit Halloween, and that I'm crazy. You called it this woke politicking. You saying that they should make more movies for.
Yeah. Hey, I'm surprised. Hey, I wish Playboy Bunny was higher, man, but it isn't. You know, we're all dealing with demographic shifts in our country. You know,
Rabbit and Playboy Bunny. So Rabbit is number 7, irrespective of people dressed as Playboy Bunny.
Right,
so.
Which is like, if you're like, no, I want to embody a horribly problematic brand.
Right.
I think the other thing is too, right? It's like certain things like witch or cowboy or fairy or pirate, they're kind of like, you, if those are like for people who like want to dress up but aren't gonna put thought into it,
right?
You know what I mean? You're not gonna be like, oh wait, what fairy do I want to be? Do I actually I want to be a sprite this year, not a fairy like I was last time. So I think those, like, they offer people who want to dress up just like that, like that very basic palette.
Cow is I like that. Spider, just I'm a spider. Cow and cattle are 49 and 50. I think that we Google, if you're going to use our name, like, do a better job and maybe get us involved editorially so we can call out when you're doing some half-ass
work. Also, stop
work.
Making like killer robots and shit too.
Also that. Yeah. But more importantly, please get us involved with the Frightgeist and pay us.
Oh, number 139, podcast host. So.
They do have a like a costume wizard, which you put in various things, like various criteria, and then they tell you, and it keeps telling me that I want to be Katana from the Marvel universe, based on, because I said I wanted to do something local and
modern.
Local, modern, and like, no matter how unique, like, they're like, how important is it for you to be unique? I put like 90 and it was like Katana. I put 10.
Go for it.
It was Katana.
8 so, for Katana.
Yeah. Man, Iron Man coming in at 144. This might be just a randomly collected list of nouns that Google has, but just It's at least fun to talk about. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's been the first half of our show. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Kanye is trending as you know, that situation continues to spiral.
More anti-Semitism to the point we saw fucking Nazis on the 405 in LA putting up fucking their wild anti-Semitic banners and heiling Hitler and shit on the 405, saying like Kanye was right. So many people have continued to look at brands that are still working with him and they're like, this you still with right. this? Balenciaga dropped him. Apparently now his talent agency CAA has dropped him. Adidas still hasn't. And many people are like, what good is it doing? Like, this is, like, even it's funny to even see fans being like, damn, like, this guy's really fucking it up. I'm like, now? But okay, fine. You found a moment to off ramp, then this is the moment. Because this is what we need as a society, and we don't need brands being like, yeah. Like, let's see if this blows over, and then we'll come back to selling you big chunky sneakers.
The fact that Adidas is still on board is pretty wild, because there was like the video of him basically daring them to drop him.
He was showing them porn and shit too.
He was like, yeah, Adidas can't drop me because they're Adidas. They suck, basically. And
right.
That's a tough way to respond to that talking point.
I mean, yeah. I mean, now we're, you know, when Ari Emanuel, the real life basis for Ari from Entourage, is the one being like, everyone needs to cut ties with him. Shows you how like increasing this whole controversy is, and just like kind of how just fucked up it is to see like continually people are like just being like, hey, come on my show and say some more fucked up shit.
Right, right.
And then we'll see how long it becomes a controversy or whether or not we need to take it down. Meanwhile, it truly is emboldening people to like even use his name and to just stoke more prejudicial violence.
Yeah. Department of Justice is trending for non-Trump related news.
I know. Everyone's like, oh shit, they're like Merrick Garland's about to like come out with a huge press conference, but then they said it has to do with charges against a nation state, and people are like, whoa. So you figure out who Trump sold those documents to, or like what's happening here? It turns out that they're pressing charges against two Chinese intelligence officers, or I guess colloquially we'd call them spies, for like obstructing this criminal probe into the company Huawei. And like that was apparently they were getting into all kinds of stuff to try and figure out like where some of like the lawyers or investigators were like living or going and trying to, I guess, exert some kind of influence. I mean, obviously this is beyond the pale as an American to hear something like this. And I'm just so glad our country doesn't ever do things.
Yeah,
like
would
this
never
meddle
do
in like the name that, of so. Like a company's interest. Jesus Christ.
Come on. MTG trending because people are starting to say she will be Trump's running mate.
Yep. She's even saying it.
She's saying it?
Yeah. She recently said that she's, quote, in talks with Trump.
That's very Hollywood. Of her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, prior to this, all the headlines, the only reason she's saying that is because before this, all of the headlines are saying like Trump is apparently repeatedly telling people, he's like, I think I'm going to pick her. I'm going to go with her. Which to me, I think the logic here is obviously you're going pedal to the metal with all the fucking ridiculous shit that is uttered by this person. But also, I think maybe he's found someone that he's like, they have more energy than I do and they can pick up the slack on a campaign trail when I inevitably are like, yeah, just go and say something about Q and I'll just have a burger back here.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, God, if you needed even more of a reason to begin just looking at the outlook for this country's political future. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, I guess, because I think a lot of people think it'll be Tim Scott or like someone like more mainstream Republican who like bounces out the party. But I feel like he resents the fact that he ever listened to people when it came to Pence in the last election. So, yeah, maybe he'll just go with his gut and pick.
There's like loyalty, right? Like. Right. Even with Pence, you're like, oh, that guy seems like he's a total bootlicker and he's loving it. I mean, apparently, like, there was still a moment where his self-preservation kicked in. He's like, well, I don't want to fuck with the brand this much.
Right. Yeah.
And of course. I think in Marjorie Taylor Greene, he sees someone who's like, man, she became radioactive from embracing it. She started glowing because of how toxic it was and then got into Congress and she hasn't let go.
Right.
So why not just, you know, go with people that are powered by the ooze?
Right. Speaking of powered by the ooze, Ted Cruz, it's right there in his name, truly like feels like he might be masochistic. So he is a supporter of the most hated professional sports team, maybe in the country, the Houston Astros. They can't stop winning. They also were found to have like cheated.
Fuck cheaters.
In the World Series, like on the biggest stage possible. And this guy showed up. The Astros were up 3-0 in their series against the New York Yankees. The team that the Astros took over the mantle from being like the most hated team in professional sports and went to a Yankee, like the game where the Astros were shutting out the Yankees, putting them out of the playoffs, and was just like, yep, here I am. And I love it.
Let me be a lightning rod for the anger of Yankees fans who are riding so fucking high with Aaron Judge just crushing the fucking ball. And they're like, all right, baby, let's go. 28 rings or however many the fuck they're going for now. And yeah, just like you said, powered by the ooze, or how about just being showered by the booze from Yankee fans? Because this is him leaving and people
going like doing the thing where they're like waving, and then when he waves back, turning it into a fuck you really quick. So this is Yankee fans giving him a fuck you. He's walking to get a beer or something.
What?
I just like, you fucking loser.
Yeah. There's also anyway, a great picture where like five people are flipping him off or giving him a thumbs down at the same time. As yeah, he like waves,
inches
like,
away.
Gives the politician like, ah, yeah, hey.
Oh my God. Just,
yeah, middle finger like to the bridge of the nose, essentially. Like,
hey,
so.
Like, yeah, like almost like touching the top of your head. Yeah, like, hey, yeah. Asshole. Bing, 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 bing. Fuck you. So, yeah, wow.
So shout out to New York. Their season is over, but their fans, you know.
Hey, look, you stay booing Trump or Cruz when they come to your game. So there's that. And yeah, and we got Phillies Stros.
Phillies Stros.
So I know who I'm going for.
Yeah. You're the Phillies?
No, I've forgiven the Astros, you know.
Yeah, I should say the team that the Astros cheated against were the Los Angeles Dodgers, among many others. But
yeah, no, I like
Philly is America's city. Philly's having a moment right now.
You're one of my you're one of the reasons I have an open mind towards the city of brotherly love. I have friends. Shout out my boy Chris, whose family is from Philly too. Even though like we were all Laker fans, he was a Sixers fan when we were kids. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, my family's from Philly, and I'm like, you're loyal, I guess. Yeah. So there's that.
So the Phillies are in the World Series. Their professional football team, the Eagles, are undefeated and just like looking like world beaters. And I think they have another professional sports team. I don't
yeah, know. Yeah. 76ers, who I yeah, think yeah. are
0-3 after losing to the Spurs, who are most notable for trading away all their players in the offseason to get ready to tank.
to
so like
tank.
A team that might doesn't seem like they're actually trying to win this year, like accidentally beat them.
Don't worry. I feel a big, big win streak coming for you guys. You're going to go from 0-3 to OMG, Jack. Mm-hmm. Just you wait.
bad start to the season, man, for both of our teams. You can hear more about that, I'm sure, on this week's Mad Boosties.
I don't know if the statistics actually support the idea that Russell Westbrook is trying to sabotage himself or the team.
I don't know. I think just the whole, like, nobody's ever had this moment. So the starting point guard for your team, the Los Angeles Lakers, is Russell Westbrook, who was an MVP within like, you know, yeah. 5-6 years ago, and has fallen on hard times because he was really like gifted athlete and great player when he constantly had the ball in his hands and was on a mediocre team. That was like kind of the ideal situation for his game. Mm-hmm. But when he's asked to fit into a system as like, you know, the number three person in theory,
he hurts his leg.
It's looked really bad. It looked bad last season. Still looks really bad. And the offseason was kind to both of our teams because I think, you know, like there
some
are
well-timed
good things
victory
to focus on.
And
people get big ideas in their head.
All that to say, look, if you want to hear us cry real tears on mic, check out this week's episode of Mad Boosties. I guarantee it.
It's going to be sad. I guarantee it.
Grown men crying. Welcome to podcast. I guarantee it.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending right now on Monday, October 24th, 2022. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. No. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.